Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Dominique DeJuste, who is a financial professional and CEO of DeJuste Financial Group, and we'll be talking about key person business strategies. Dominique, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I truly appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking with you because now we're kind of dive in and go a little bit deeper on how you work with some of your businesses and entrepreneurs. So get us started with, first of all, what is a key person business strategy? What type of things do you work with your businesses on there?
So, you know, one of the things is that, you know, every business owner, as a business owner, you have a family is not the only group of people that you that depend on you. Your business partner, your employees also relies on you for their livelihood. So if you're involved in the day-to-day operation of the business, it can be very hard to replace the value of the business owner without any monetary compensation or either one of the key individuals that help you with your business. Because one of the things is, as we talked about beforehand, and if I didn't remind everyone, is that when it's the after effect after death, after the burial. So for instance, if you're working for me and you passed away and you're a key individual that works for me, I want to be able to get someone in place to be able to take over your position as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And I might not have that income, or I might have a grace period there where I need that individual to play catch up. So what ends up happening is, if I have a life insurance policy on you, it'll give me time. If you pass away, it'll give me monetary value for you that I can help me train that individual until they can play catch up.
Yeah. And as the name implies, key person, if you have, you know, you might not employ this strategy for an hourly worker that works part time because they're not a vital, critical, key part of the industry of your business. But maybe some of these key people that would be critical, and if their position was eliminated, you know, by them passing away, then what would happen? So that's a huge piece of the puzzle there. And you mentioned life insurance, so let's dive into that, because I think a lot of people go, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm good on that, or I don't need life insurance, or, you know, I've got that policy I saw on TV or Google. Is that the kind of policy that you're talking about?
You know, what I always tell people, as long as you got insurance in place, you're good. Because it could be anything from term and permanent life insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, term is for amount of years. Most people end up getting term when it's based on getting a loan and the length of the loan. And then some people might end up getting a permanent policy that has a cash value that that can entice someone on the executive level on a salary to want to work for you. And that can be like a bonus when they get at least a year or two invested within a company, they can receive the income from that. So there's many different ways you can go by using a key person life insurance. You know, a lot of things is cover the cost of replacing the employees. So, you know, it can end up being a severance package for them as well.
Yeah, that really is a big piece, because it's not like one is horribly worse than the other. It's just that they're different and they're used for different purposes. You might need term for a specific purpose, but a whole life policy that has, you know, cash value being built up and maybe growing tax free has some very, very different benefits that way. So, talk a little bit about when you put that into place, how does that make that business owner feel once they know that some of their key people are properly covered?
No, you know, it gives that ability, you know, you got coverage in place and you know that you offer some outside of the box. Because one of the things is that I'm beginning to see with a lot of business owners is a lot of them can't afford to get 401ks or put in, a retirement plan in place because of ERISA. There's a lot of rules in place and a lot of individuals needs to be able to get to the money, might not have the money to be able to put into that policy and afford to take care of all of their employees. You might want to go with doing a key man just to take care of the employee, your main employees, mostly like your salary employees, like we said beforehand, because some of the employees might not be as valuable, can be replaceable. I know it sounds very harsh, but there are some employees that, you know, you can find and make $10 an hour, but it's very hard. The ones that you end up paying $100 or even $50,000 to $100,000 a year, those people end up becoming a variable part of your business. And they most likely are probably running your business from afar that allow you the ability to be able to come up with creative ideas and buy into other different businesses to grow your business or even just spend time with your family. So you want to make sure you take care of those individuals that work for you.
And by doing that, you as the owner feel more safe and secure about how things are set in the business. And then the employee feels protected and cared for.
Exactly. And you're exactly right about that. You know, and that's I think now in 2022, people want to feel a sense of purpose and feel like they're being taken care of by their employer. Because as we know now, the job market, there's a lot of people say they're hiring, but there's a lot of people out there looking for the next level, the next stage to feel like it's home. You know, they feel like when I go to work every day, I want to feel that my employer truly care for me.
Right.
You know, who's looking out for my best interest for me and my family, who give me the opportunity to be able to grow in the business and financially compensate me in the future for my family or for myself as well.
You know, and you were mentioning one thing about if something happened to a key person, there's that gap of time of finding the next person. So that's where that, you know, in life insurance policy comes in to kind of help bridge that gap. I know you also do business consulting. So this made me think of something else that I'm sure you work with your clients on. If you had those key people that you knew are vital to the business and you protect them with the insurance, that's wonderful. But you should also have standard operating procedures in place where you go behind them even today and start documenting all of the key main job that they do within their job so that when the new person comes in, whether, you know, maybe the person doesn't die, maybe it's just someone that just moves on to, you know, something else. They retire or whatever the case is. Well, now there's a gap and you got to train that next person. So if you could hand them this handbook, blueprint, checklist, whatever you want to think of it as, and go, okay, here's everything I do in my day and how to do it, that would be another big piece of good coverage to have for your business.
Yeah, absolutely right, Mike. That's one of the things is that I have learned from a lot of business owners that they don't have a fail safe just in case. Yeah. If someone walks away from the business, because what ends up happening is like those people are the key individuals that keep your business going. And if you're working from afar from a 10,000 level view, you're not digging it within the weeds. So you don't know exactly what that individual is doing. So what you want to do with each employee is make sure they're writing everything down and make sure you also learning their position as well. So just in case anything do happen, that if they're not there, you can fill in or you can pass a manual on to someone else to fill in that position for you.
And I think the temptation is like for a lot of bosses, owners, CEOs out there, they're like, ah, it's just going to take me too much time to explain how to do this thing. I'll just do it. Or I know how to do it, you know, and it's all stuck in your head when in reality, maybe the highest and best use of your time is not to do that thing, that thing, that thing. It's like you need to be able to offload some things. So sometimes it could be as simple as turning on a piece of software on your computer and recording what you're doing, your audio and recording what you're doing on the computer to go, okay, so when we order up or open up our order, you know, inventory program to set the new, whatever the case is, here's what you do. You're just talking through as you're doing it. So you're really not even wasting time. You're showing people and then you save that video. But I think that it really becomes a liberating thing to go, wow, here's the CEO that might have found 20% more in time in their day because they documented this stuff and now they're offloading it to someone that should be doing it, whereas the CEO should be dealing with the higher level things.
You're exactly right. Because one of the things that I learned at an earlier stage when I ended up hiring an assistant myself was that I would ask her to do things, but I didn't have anything written down.
Yeah.
Like you said, I went back, Mike, and I wrote everything down that I need her to do. And I started realizing a friend brought it to my attention. She said, Dominic, you have to break things down for your employees.
Yeah.
Just at the end of the day, they don't know
what you know.
You know, because so I had to explain to them what my vision is and what direction I want them to go and my company to go as well. And sometimes it's hard.
It really is. But yet I think that if you do it and pick one task. Don't think about every single thing and every aspect of your business, think of one task that you really don't like doing as a owner. And it's like, okay, well, if you can just document that process, every single thing, and do it, document it while you're doing it. So you're not, you know, adding to your day. Like I said, if you are needing to go create that, you know, inventory system update, you're just recording every step that you're doing and the task got done, but you also documented it. Well, once you then offload that to someone, the relief you feel is huge. And I think you mentioned something really powerful, vision. When people in your company can realize the vision of your company, that really bolsters what happens today. But getting back to key person business strategies, talk a little bit about kind of like the in the future strategy of getting the business ready for legacy, maybe selling the business, or, you know, maybe the owner is going to step back a little bit. Maybe they're not going to sell it all the way, but you want to have some things in place so that the business looks really good and solid.
Yeah. So one of the things is you want to put into place is a buy sell agreement or a life insurance, using a life insurance policy, because what ended up happening then is that your net worth, just like with your net worth, your insurance is part of your net worth. The same thing when it's your business. So you have a life insurance policy within your business. When they evaluate your business, all those things are added up together. So if you have $1 million life insurance policy on you and your business partner, they might be a whole life. And the thing is, you might keep that. They might end up keeping that policy in place, and you can have the new owner, if they decide to buy the company, because what you're doing is, some people can't buy it up front. They might do it like an annuity, might be a 10-year payout. But what you have them doing is paying into that life insurance policy until they end up buying you out. So your business might be worth let's say $3 million, Mike, but you have $1 million policy. And what you have them doing is paying on the policy and paying you as well. So for instance, if they end up paying that policy out, and you have, we'll say, $500,000, $1 million or whatever inside them, and both of those two policy, you can end up saying, hey, I take this policy and the $500,000 that you gave me, since this policy is paid out, now I have 1.5 for you and the owner. You can be okay. You know, some people might take that. You know, that's one of the things I was talking to one of my clients about. His nephew wanted to buy the company, but the nephew didn't have the money. And I told him, I said, why don't you end up putting a life insurance? Make sure you put a life insurance on yourself for the next 10 years until he can be able to buy you out. I said, and make sure you get a permanent policy so it can have cash value in it. Mm-hmm. And part of the cash value can be your buyout. But if you die in the meantime, if anything happened, your wife can still receive that income.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of opportunity there. Having that one that financial vehicle, that life insurance contract can help protect people, help attract good employees, help keep good employees there, help make your business more stable in advance of maybe a full sale or a partial sale. Or maybe the owner goes, you know what, I don't foresee myself ever retiring, but I do want to cut back to 2 days a week, 3 days a week. So cut back and have a CEO come in and kind of take the day to day, but yet you still are involved. There's a lot of opportunities that way. And this kind of a strategy really helps with that. So I think that is just so spectacular. I'm glad that you brought some of these up. So Dominique, if someone is interested in having you give a look at their business, what's the best way they can reach out and connect with you?
Oh, the best way they can reach out at me, you can go to Did you stay financial? Let me spell that out for y'all, because I can understand there's a little tricky there, because it's free. It's DIEUJUSTE financial.com. That's a way you can be able to reach me. And you also can reach me at 404-913-6549. Give me 48 hours to reach out to you, and you'll get a phone call or email, setting up an appointment so we can sit down and talk about your future. Because at Dodgers Financial, we believe in bridging the gap to your financial future.
Well, Dominique, thank you so much for coming back on today. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I truly appreciate it.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.